Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I think, we might as well, look, we're all comedians here.
Yeah.
And I don't know if people, we have talked about it, but just in case you haven't realized, comedy films, you know, they've been taking a hit lately. And there's some interesting facts, actually, I'll bring up once we actually get into it. But I don't know. I just feel like we need to talk about why this is happening and if it's possible to resurrect the in-theater comedy movie. Okay, because
I got a theory on why it started failing. Mm-hmm. It's a two-parter. And one, I will preface this. I have said this to the production company because I love this movie, but I also think this was one of the movies that started putting the nail in the coffin of comedies on big screens. I think 21 Jump Street, all right, came out. It was a big comedy. It was such a huge hit. Hollywood had never seen a comedy make that much money. You also took a non-comedic actor at the time in Channing Tatum, mm-hmm. made him a comedy genius while surrounding him with a bunch of comedic actors. And then Hollywood thought they could replicate that big budget IP with Baywatch, The House, like all these films, and it didn't do well. Then all the middle $5 million to $10 million comedies, all right, had to go to streaming, but it's hard to tell if these streamers' numbers are really doing well. So you can't pocket it, and no one was trying to put it in theaters. Then we finally got a couple comedies sprinkled out, but they so happened during the strike, so they couldn't get promoted. Then they didn't technically do well. You know, original IPs. I can't talk about the remakes, but the original IPs, like what's that one movie I can't think of right now? It was like four Asian actresses.
Joyride.
Joyride was so funny, but it came during the strike. They couldn't promote it whatsoever. And so to me, this is one of the first movies where someone was like, hey, we got to get this in theaters. Because The Blackening did well in theaters too, though. Mm-hmm. It made its money back, more than its money back, and this doubled it. So it's not like Black films don't do well when people know they exist.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, what's the statistic about how much money Hollywood is? It's like billions of dollars Hollywood is losing from not making by POC Black-led films. It's like,
yeah,
a stat.
There was a research that was done that, yeah, they estimated that. Yeah, no, I mean, I do think, I mean, this goes beyond, it's funny because I do think Black-led comedies are the ones that are almost breaking through this comedy drought that's happened in Hollywood for all comedies in general.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I think, I mean, that's a good thing. I've also talked about how, I forgot how much I've talked about on this podcast, but like new comedic stars are not allowed to shine anymore. Mm-hmm. And they keep going back. Like it used to be that if you were a comedy star, you had like a window of like 3 to 5 years before like people started to get, it didn't mean that's when your movie stopped, but mm-hmm. it was like, you had the biggest hits in like 3 to 5 years.
Yeah.
And then they start, and then it's like, you know, then the diminishing
returns. We get your joke.
You know what I mean? Like the 3 to 4 years after it's like diminishing returns.
Yeah.
And then people are like, okay, we get your shtick. We want the next thing.
Yeah.
And they were always the next thing, you know? Yeah. It's like you had your Chevy Chase, your Eddie Murphy, your, you know,
Will Ferrell, the Adam Sandler,
Chris Tucker, Adam Sandler, you know, like Martin Lawrence, like, we had people, Black and white, like comedy stars, you know, pops. And then it was like we had, you know, Kristen Wiig, even though she didn't actually do that many comedies. Then you had Melissa McCarthy that came off of Bridesmaids.
Oscar nominated.
And then you had Tiffany Haddish, to me, was the last one.
Because Girls Trip was the last big comedy.
Right.
With Black women led, especially.
Period. Like, to me, it's like, period. It was just, that was it. That was 2017, 2018?
No, that was like 2016.
2016?
What? Yeah. 2016? Yeah. Oh my God. That's but almost 10 years.
There's been like a few other buddy comedies that have come through that.
Yeah, but I'm talking about like that created a comedic star. Like, who is the comedic star that everybody's like, oh, I got to go see that person's comedy? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I feel like we've talked about how Lil Rel, who's in this movie that we're going to talk about, like, he's been in a lot of comedies, and you would think, like, if this was 10 years ago, he would be one of those people, but like he never really became one.
Mm-hmm.
Weirdly, Kate McKinnon never really became one. Like all of
I
like,
know. Kate McKinnon was like there. And then I don't know if she pulled herself out or what happened.
I don't know. But also I think like there was no movies for her to star in because she had she was supposed to lead kind of this kid's
Well, she did a buddy comedy. She did a really big
with Mila, like, with Mila Kunis.
Yeah, it didn't. Yeah, that was her try, and it didn't.
Do well. But again, that's a 21 Jump Street. I gotta have. Like, I can't just be funny. Like the thing about Girls Trip, the thing about Bridesmaids, the thing about this movie, One of Those Days, is like it's regular shit. Like it's super bad. Is literally two dudes trying to get drinks for a party because they have crushes on two girls. Right. Mm-hmm. It's nothing else, bro. It's nothing else. Yeah. And I feel like now we keep doing all this shit where it's like, no, just let motherfuckers be funny. Also, another note is that they were casting funny people in those movies. Like, Bridesmaids is funny women. And I don't mean that to be a dick, but it's like the only woman who was new-ish to comedy was Rose Byrne, and she technically wasn't. She came from drama, but she had did Get 'Em to the Greek, and her audition tape for Get 'Em to the Greek is online, and she's hilarious. Everybody else has a lineage of comedy. You know what I mean? Girl Strip.
Well, that's the thing. They're trying to find the. That's what I'm saying. Comedic, like they were trying to find the new comedy stars, and now instead of doing that, those roles either go to comedy stars of yesteryear or famous people that they just want to put in their movie to try to get it to sell.
Yeah.
You know. I don't know. It may be just one of them days, but.
You see, Shakira's face didn't even move, right? She was just disappointed. disappointment.
I think it was just so seamlessly, you know.
I said, oh.
It's just a seamless transition, club. You it know? Just, yeah.
Yeah.
You don't get it. It's one of them days.
Why'd you say it again? This is embarrassing. Don't say it again.
I love it. I actually love it. I said,
Shakira, no, you don't. Don't curse it.
Great.
Yeah.
It is just one of those days.
Hey, see, there we go. I didn't have to say it again.
See?
All right.
Skylar, can we start the podcast, please? Jeez. Can't believe you encouraged that.
Jonathan Raylock, James the Third, Drum Milligan,
Welcome to Black Men Can't Jump in Hollywood.
Hollywood City.
They did not take heed. No one is taking heed.
That's so weird. Yo, I have so many theories on Cat Williams in this movie. Oh my goodness.
Guys, for those of you who are listening for the first time, welcome. Thank you so much for joining us here on Black Men Can't Jump in Hollywood. We are a film review podcast. We review the films of leading Black actors.
Yep.
We talk about them in the context of race.
That's what we're talking about.
In Hollywood.
What?
One too many ones. We have a special guest here in the studio today. Okay, a return guest.
Return guest. Hold on, wait. I know she was sad. She didn't get these last time. Hold on, Bray. I wasn't there. I gotta set it up.
Oh, that's right.
Okay. You gotta warm up the drums.
Oh, yeah. You were missing this.
All right, you ready, Bray? Bray, you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. I'm just make sure. Okay.
All right. Wow.
Stop making me laugh. Chill. I got it.
Hey, Shakira Janae Pay, everyone.
Hey. Whoa. I love that nobody was trying to stop you, Gerard. We were all like, okay, go ahead, hit your fake drums.
That's exactly right.
And he said, don't stop me. I said,
see, people at home, you can't sense what I sense. Okay. It's called like a six hater sense, and everyone on the Zoom had it. You know what I mean? Wow. So I just wanted to make sure that the haterness went away. That's all.
A sixth hater sense?
Yeah, yeah, James, you heard it. A sixth hater sense, okay? I said what I said.
All right.
Shakira, thank you so much for coming back. You happy to be here?
Happy to be here.
I know that sound was like, damn.
I was almost going to say Wakanda forever because I saw the mug, but then I was like.
She was like, no one's going to know what that is.
Yeah.
I am drinking out of a Black Panther mug, so everyone knows.
Just a reminder of an extremely accomplished, funny actress.
Wow.
Also an incredible teammate on the infamous.
Infamous. Ooh,
certainly around these parts. This is she.
That's actually a really good. That's a really good team name. Like, legitimate. That's
it's fun, right?
Yeah, because most improv names are horrible, but that name is fire. You know what I mean?
I would wager most. Yeah,
they did. They legitimately both liked it when I told them. When I told them what some of our other choices could have been, and then when I told them what we got, they were like, oh, you got the right
one. I mean, it's a good name. That's true.
Good. Okay.
Like, dead ass.
And, for those of you who are listening, I mean, there are three of us that host this podcast, this voice that you're listening to right now that, sounds like someone.
One of the cops.
Who pays his rent on time.
Snitching on people.
And has a job.
Talk about, trying to say everybody got no job? Trust anybody else got no job? Wow, that's
crazy. We all know he got a job. Let me tell you. We all know.
I say, yo, now he got a job. Now he's talking about a job.
The voice
now.
Of the jet.
Now he's talking about
Jonathan Braylock.
Now he's talking about the jobs and shit out here, huh? Okay. Rub it in. You know what I'm saying? Rubbing it in. All right. You know what? This voice sounds like the voice who about to rob the nigga with the job. How about that?
You got, oh my God.
We got rent to pay out here, okay?
Yeah, all right.
Trump's America is real. All right. This voice is Gerard Milligan.
Yes. And this voice that is someone on the street corner who is just struggling. This voice who is.
Is that you?
Kat?
Who should or should not be getting a loan from the pay center is James the Third. Yes. Hello.
James, did you have a line picked out?
I did have a line. The line, I missed it, but the line was, it's gonna smell like shea butter all over this mother.
That was a good one.
Burnt shea butter? It's gonna smell like burnt shea butter.
I knew you were gonna do. I also did a Cat Williams line. I knew you were gonna.
Oh, bless you.
We are reviewing One of Them Days. This is a rated R, straight up comedy in theaters now. Starring Kiki Palmer, SZA, a lot of guest stars. You got Janelle James, friend of the pod. You got Cat Williams. You got Lil'Rel Howery, Maude Apatow. You got
Aziza Scott.
Vanessa Bell Calloway. Anyway, a great cast. This film was apparently $250,000 away from accomplishing something that still has not yet been accomplished since 2022, which is... just a comedy coming in at number one in the box office.
Wow.
Can you believe that? Damn.
Wow.
Damn.
So and the last movie to do it is Jackass Forever, which is a pure comedy, but not a narrative comedy.
Right, but not... Wow.
I don't even know what the last narrative comedy...
Yeah, before Jackass, I wonder what it was.
I mean, it had to be Girlship, right? Like, I just hope that something since then.
Coming number one at the box
office. Well, when did Jackass come out?
2022. Oh, sorry, 2022.
The new one. Okay. The one they just did.
Yeah. Okay. So that was.
That's still quite some time ago. You know, right. That means the entirety of 2023 and the entirety of 2024, not a single comedy was number one at the box office for a single weekend.
Well, if y'all had went to see House Party, it would have been number one.
We did see it.
We all paid money to see it. Okay.
Y'all were the only 10 people.
We reviewed it. We were okay. We did our part.
I gotta go listen to that episode. I want to hear what Gerard had to say about House Party.
I don't know if you have to listen.
Listen. You know, listen. What's so funny about that is I've had fans tell me that we have gotten soft, myself in particular, when it comes to these movies.
Whoa. Oh, that's interesting.
Wow. Like, which to an extent, I agree with, because even thinking about...
Soft is a weird word.
I've only been more radicalized.
I'll say about myself.
They're talking, okay. They're saying soft about our reviews of the film.
Soft is reviews. Like, they can tell we Hollywood now. That's the exact words. We can tell y'all Hollywood. I will say this for myself.
Okay.
They cannot be told.
In reviewing movies like House Party, knowing Shakira Pei, I definitely was not going in on that movie as if I didn't know Shakira Pei.
You wanted to go in, is what you're saying.
I'm saying,
right, exactly.
If I didn't know Shakira Pei, I'd be like,
"This is you know, you say the thing.
You said, you've already said it, Jarrah. Say it with your chest, then. Say it with your chest.
This is my thing. I needed more Shakira Pei to make the movie be better. You know what I'm saying?
That's the criticism. Yeah.
I had to watch the British dude play basketball and do all this other shit. I was like, where's Shakira Pei at? You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Where's the Instagram model at? You know what I'm saying?
Wow, thank you.
What's going up with her? So
that's insane. Okay, a couple of facts about this movie.
Shout out.
Currently, it's a second weekend is just wrapping up. Currently grossed over $25 million.
Yes.
It doesn't have really an international release, which is always a problem with Black-led films, especially Black-led comedies.
It's a Sony Pictures. They have no reason why not to. It's Sony and Macro. They could do it.
Well, they don't want to.
Okay.
Do you think the racism overseas is that they really just won't see it, or the racism is that we just believe they won't see it?
I think it's we believe they won't see it. But I think it's more that we believe they won't see it than that they won't go see it. I feel
because that's true. There is a history of, like, you know, they'll take out the Black person off of the poster, like, for Star Wars.
Correct.
They took John Boyega off. Wasn't that him?
Yeah,
they
took him off.
And there's a lot of movies and shows they do.
That's right.
And then,
And even for Black Panther, they took him off of what you call it.
They
took Faison Love off of that one poster.
Couples Retreat. They didn't take him off, but they covered Chadwick Boseman's face for most of Black Panthers. They had him in the mask versus without the mask.
Normally without the mask in those posters. Mm-hmm. And then the overseas, they put him
insane.
So I don't know. I have no clue if it's told it doesn't do well or I don't know.
That's why I said I think it's both.
The Eddie Murphy movies crush. Will Smith movies crush. Exactly.
But it's like
when
you see these Asian rappers or whatever, specifically doing a hip hop, that it's following an American cadence. It's what do you mean it's not going to do well? What do you mean it's not going to do well overseas?
It's
frustrating.
This movie has a 94% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Should be higher.
91% popcorn meter, aka audience score.
Oh, okay, that's great.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Because sometimes it'll be the opposite.
They also had one of the lowest drops for a comedy. Who was it? It was what was the percentage?
Money wise or what?
Weekend to weekend. Yeah, so it was for a comedy, it was.
It looks like it was.
Oh, meaning it didn't drop. Meaning it stayed consistent.
Yeah, so basically had a 32%, which is the lowest.
32%, pretty low.
Yeah, the lowest percentage that any of Kiki's movies have ever had, and one of the lowest of any comedies in the last 4
including
years.
Including Akilah and the Beast.
Generally, movies have a 40 to 50% drop, and then if it's really bad, it'll be 60 to 70% drop.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
This movie definitely have legs. I feel like that for sure.
And the word of mouth is really, I think, what is really pushing it.
And I do think that people want to see comedies in theaters, which...
Yeah.
We'll continue to beat on that drum.
Yeah. I saw it last night. I think maybe I saw it the latest of all of y'all, and it was packed. The theater was packed.
Oh, that's great.
I was surprised that I went to a late showing on a Saturday, and it was it was packed.
Yeah. Yeah. There's nothing. Basically, the film, the premise of the movie is that it's two best friends. They're roommates as well. And they need some rent money. It has gone away. They got to get it back by the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. That's all you need.
I mean, it's
hijinks ensue.
It is such a simple plot, and I'm like, that's all you. It's a movie to me. Mm-hmm. Every good comedy is about friendship. Mm-hmm. Like Like, you think about it, it's like Superbad friendship, Girlship is friendship, Bridesmaids is friendship, List Movie is friendship. Like, I mean, to me, the only one that's kind of an outlier, because I think it's a romantic movie, but it doesn't get credit for it, is like Coming to America, where that one's like love, even though you have a really strong friendship in it.
Yeah. I think you're leaving out a lot of films.
There's a lot of movies.
I'm not about to list all, like, for decades.
I know, but I mean,
there
are just like,
you want me to do? Movies.
I'm just saying,
yeah,
like,
I listed four.
I know, you just said that every comedy is about friendship, and that the only one that isn't is Coming to America.
I mean, oh, you want me to go through Planes, Trains, Automobiles, also about friendship?
No, I'm
you
just
want me
saying,
to go 40 Year Old Virgin, also thinking, like, is about friendship. How many fucking movies y'all want me to say?
Yeah, but Tropic Thunder is not about.
I can name a lot of movies that aren't about friendship.
Okay. How many? Let me some good comedies, okay, classic comedies.
Ace Ventura, Pet
Detective. People call that a classic comedy?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or would that be called a cult classic?
Ace Ventura spawned a sequel almost immediately.
Big Mama's House, that has nothing to do with friendship.
Nothing to do with friendship.
All right, that's a fan.
I mean,
okay,
there are romance is in there, but, and then I was going to say, like, Anchorman, that's not really about friendship, right?
That movie got, it's like,
forgetting
it's about
Sarah
love.
Marshall?
There's like four friends
Sarah
in that
Marshall?
Jump.
That's a rom-com, right? Yeah, Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
Which is a rom-com, too.
Hard comedy rom-com.
Because it's just so ridiculous. Knocked up. Mm-hmm. I mean, they got the bro friendship, but it's really about him getting responsible and taking care of the baby.
Yeah, and then even I Love You, Man was supposed to be about friendship, but then it is like, it's not just friend, it's like their bromance. Like, it is like, they lean into, it's like a rom-com, but about
That's why I knew that was.
Clue isn't about friendship at all. Or romance.
The Clue do
that
well
movie's
theaters?
Funny as hell.
Now, Gerard, you putting stipulations on everything except for the things that
I'm talking about. I'm talking about big movie. I'm talking about literally.
Like, they do well.
Do these movies do well? I'm listing classic movies that have box office.
Only the movies that he believes work. And then every time y'all say something, he coming up with some goddamn going excuse on.
Wait, can I say something real quick?
Go ahead.
A movie that's made as muddy.
I was just gonna say that Shakira coming on this podcast is to Gerard what Tessa coming on this podcast is.
that's exactly what it is.
Honestly, I love it. Feel it.
I love witnessing this.
Let me live.
It is so funny. Anyway,
can't help myself.
Clearly, okay. Also. You know, don't get me started. Let me stop.
Is old school about friendship?
I mean, old school is, I mean, he
it's
goes back to college
like,
and the friends are the core, but it's also about him growing up.
I have to watch old school again, because when it at the time, it hit me in a way that was like, I didn't like it. I didn't like it.
Really? I used to love that movie.
But I imagine I would really like it if I saw it again. But at that time, it was like not, it wasn't.
Oh, man, I was hitting for it.
All right, anyway, enough of this. This podcast is sponsored by Prize Picks.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, game sports is life. I love watching sports. They're so fun. They're all year round, whether it's football, basketball, baseball, soccer, whatever. Right now, we're, you know, Super Bowl's coming up. And one of the ways to make watching sports even more fun is to participate in some gameplay. And you can totally do that with Prize Picks.
Yep, with Prize Picks, you can win up to 1,000 times your money on Prize Picks. It's the best way to get to action on sports in more than 30 states, including California, Texas, Georgia, and Florida.
PrizePicks also offers weekly promotion that can lead to big payouts like Taco Tuesday. Each Tuesday, PrizePicks discounts select player projections up to 25% to provide even more value for your lineups.
I myself use PrizePicks. I just used it today to win a little bit of money because my boy James Cook, running back who I had in Fantasy League, did more yards than projected, and so I won.
Good for you. Good for you. Prize Picks is the best way to win real money this football season. Which players are going off? Which ones aren't? Make your picks in less than 60 seconds and turn your sports opinions into real money all season long on Prize Picks.
Download the app today and use code Hollywood to get $50 instantly after you play your first $5 lineup. Again, download the app today and use code Hollywood to get $50 instantly after you play your first $5 lineup. Prize Picks, run your game.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Initial thoughts. Shakira, would you like to start, kick us off?
Yeah. First off, I saw a screening with my friend, her screening. She did one at with the Cinemark in Baldwin Hills. So I had a very Black experience. And I also was there with a friend who's in the movie. So it was just, the theater was really feeling it off top, like, you know, laughing. Yeah, so then I had to be like, okay, this is funny. Okay, this is funny. So I feel like I came up with my, like, opinion probably about 20 minutes and like, yeah, this is a funny good movie. Okay, it's grounded. Okay, I love how they plan this. And then it just got better. So I don't know if I'm supposed to give a score or just say
no.
Score get, at the end.
I give I it guess, a, okay.
score.
It's a great movie. I also, as a Black woman, was so happy to see it. I have not seen, I mean, honestly, I looked at this Impact like little article on IG, and the last movie with two Black women leading it that was like a box office hit was BAPS.
Oh,
and wow. That was when I was a child. That was my grandmother's favorite movie, actually.
BAPS, yeah.
My Granny Pay. BAPS. That was her favorite movie. So, hey, there's an audience.
It's good.
BAPS was the last time because Girls Trip had four leads. This right. Is, yeah. So that was the last time. And that was when we were
that's
little
crazy.
Children. Yeah. That was the last time there was a you know, best friend duo, two Black women. That was a studio film.
Yeah, but we got to cut DEI programs across the country. Is what
I
we
know.
Have to do. Yeah, but I bet you, but also, but the,
wow.
I mean, absurd. Are those the only two? Like, what, like, before BAPS, what was it?
I mean, shoot.
I can't think of a two Black women.
Two. I can't even, I couldn't either. When I read the article, I was like, dang, yeah. That's crazy. And BAPS was great. And it did
Babs
well.
Was great.
Well, they weren't even like Halle Berry ain't no comedian, but she was fun in that.
She was doing her goddamn hardest, I'll tell you
heart,
that.
Yeah.
Damn. What's
I know.
This?
Movie wise.
Yeah, I can't.
Sure.
Yeah. I mean, shit.
Right. And then there's like the, this is not a comedy, but then there's the Waiting to Exhales and stuff like that. But it's like, mm-hmm. Why aren't they, you know, that's also not two.
But like
know?
A buddy comedy with two.
And it's not.
That's four yeah. women and they all just yeah. wait to goddamn breathe. Can we let Black women yeah. breathe? They can't even exhale.
I know.
They holding it all in. Just waiting
Yo.
For a damn breath.
You exhaled on that nigga's car. I remember that when I was younger. I was like, oh, the car.
As she should.
What did he do? He cheated with a white woman or something? I don't even remember. I just remember like.
I don't even know if it was a white woman, but I know he. I remember Mary J. Blige had that hit around that
song. Yeah,
the song.
I remember that. Mm-hmm. I miss yeah. soundtracks. This movie, for those, for everyone, if you go on Spotify, this movie actually has a curated soundtrack. I think Keke Palmer has a song on the soundtrack. I'm like, I fucking miss music, yo.
I
didn't
know
yeah.
Yeah, Kiki's had a couple songs, but she has one on this album. Did she do a video for it?
I've been deep in them for the superhero movies, Jarrah. If that is something that you
they
miss,
have,
a lot
they
of
have,
them, a lot of them have, yeah, have some strong.
I know the last soundtrack I really liked was from Spider-Verse, right? The first,
the most recent one.
No, the one before.
The recent
that.
One's cool too. They're all good. That's what I'm saying. And Shang-Chi's good. Okay, anyway, sorry.
Who wants to go next?
Whoever would like to go next. I'll go last. It's fine.
Okay, right. I'll go.
I saw it last, so I wanted to.
I really enjoyed this movie. I think like the thing that stuck out to me the most about this was like how because we've you know it's we don't really talk about it that much anymore, but we did especially in the beginning of this podcast history talked a lot about you know rappers and musicians being actors and mm-hmm. and like how a lot of times like Hollywood like because they want famous people and they don't give Black actors enough chances, they're like, well, I guess we'll just make this famous singer or rapper. But I felt like SZA did a really great job. And then Kiki and SZA together just had such great chemistry. And it felt like they were really good friends and they had a lot of fun making this movie. And I think that really drove it. I feel like the cast of this movie really, really, really drove it. There were like some really funny scenes. And it was like also just kind of like a, you know, I mean, the actual plot was very simple, but like it was a sweet story about their, these two, like their friendship and like how they show up for each other. And then like whatever the strain that comes between them at a certain point, obviously. I really hope that this spawns more films like this because I could, what I felt like when I was in the audience was like, everybody was like so happy to be there. And everybody was like, I don't know if I was projecting this onto everyone, but it felt like everyone was like waiting to laugh and like want, you know, when you're in like a comedy show and the audience, you could tell the audience is like so on your side and they're like, hey, whatever you do, we're going to laugh at because like that's why we're out here tonight. Like that's what it felt like. And that's why I think that this movie is doing, one of the reasons this movie is doing well is like it just gave, it just was kind of like a throwback. It reminded me of the movies that we, I didn't know at the time, but we're apparently very fortunate to grow up at a time where we could see comedies in theaters all the time. So I enjoyed it. I'll let you guys go.
Yeah, I saw this movie at the Grove opening weekend on a Sunday. No, Monday. Well, so I guess not opening weekend, but a couple of days after. And it was almost completely sold out. And what was interesting was it was only three black people. It was me, my friend, and an older black guy. So it was all like white and Latinos in there, mainly young Gen Z white folks. And it was kind of crazy. Like, yeah, I was on a road with like a bunch of white girls. And it was interesting because I was like, oh, y'all chose to come to this theater to watch this movie. And yeah, like Bray is saying, they were so excited to see it. And I was just so fascinated by that. This movie's doing well. I hope people take notice that it's doing well. I will, since I've been called as being soft, I'll be truthfully honest. I don't necessarily, I'm not the biggest fan of every time we have an artist turned actor. I think SZA did good. Do I think someone else would have been better who has a comedic background? Probably. Like, I'm not going to lie to you. Like, 100%. I think, like, if you're watching this movie, Kiki working, boy. Like, like in the top half of this movie, Kiki is working. Honestly, I'll be truthfully honest. I told him, I think Lawrence, the director, directed the fuck out of this movie. I think, like, it's one of those things where people always say comedies look cheap. I think this movie uses and hones a lot of his music video eye with the way he shot it. It's a bunch of homages to, like, Friday and other things out here in L.A. I also think having Issa and Sharita on set probably also helped because I'm like, they like there are certain shots in this movie that I'm like, this looks like a random aside that somebody said put in here that was funny. Like at one point before they go fight, when they try to go steal the money from the big their rival or whatever. And instead of having the ball of sawdust fly across, it's just a ball of weave that flies across with
the tumbleweed.
Yeah, it's like great. Like that stuff, like at the end where they like get in a fight, but then Kiki's like, you're going in the wrong direction, and you realize they have to walk the same direction, but they're on opposite streets.
Yeah, that was hilarious.
And they did the split screen. Yeah, yo, this shit is like actually punching up these jokes.
That split screen cracked me up.
It's so funny. Also, I think my biggest thing about it is that this was a comedy that felt grounded yet silly. And I felt like personally, I haven't seen a silly comedy in a while because as much as I love Atlanta, I don't really consider Atlanta a heavy comedy. We all know The Bear is not that big of a comedy. So to see people like get electrocuted, hop up, have to run. And like, you know, I just miss that kind of shit. So I thought it was great. I thought the actors were really good. Shakira, your friend, what's her name again? I'm sorry.
Aziza,
hands down, stole the mood.
Oh my god!
Wait, which one is your friend?
Bernice. The red wig, red hair.
Oh my god!
She
hold on, her on ass been fat.
Oh my god!
Ass been fat.
She was so good every time. Like Liz, every time she showed up on screen, it was like you could tell her reactions were great. Yeah, I wanted to hate on the guy who got Keyshawn, but also I'm a fan of him on Instagram.
I like him.
So I was like, hate on him. I'm like, this nigga was... Dog, the two of them together, and I think Shakira read that original script, they bumped up those two parts so much in this movie.
They really
and I'm like,
bumped up Bernice too, yeah.
Like, that I want that girl to get all the funny shit. Like, I don't know what happens.
What's funny is she's like such... a grounded, like she doesn't really, she's just a really great actress. I did an episode of 20s with her, Lena Waithe's TV series. And it's the two of us in a hallway with another black girl being like, girl, this ain't shit, this audition. They always hire light-skinned girls. It don't matter. Like, we just, but it was like, okay, she's funny. But she's like naturally funny and she works really hard. But even for this audition, like, yeah, I'm pretty sure she'd tell anybody, but she like twerked in her sleep. Like, she did her slate to the camera.
Hell yeah.
And then she had a little pop-up video of her on the side, like, and I said, when she showed me that, because I auditioned for the role too, when she showed me her slate, I said, girl, he booked it. Girl, you sent all of us home. I said, girl, I ain't no point in me sending my taping.
Yo.
Like, just off of the slate she was giving Bernice, I was like, oh my God. And this is before I saw the movie, so I already knew she was about to do it. But yeah, she's... fucking does her thing.
Like, to what Bray was saying in the cold open, like how movies don't find the next comedic person, like that actress to me is, I'm like, oh, in the old days, that girl would have the movie, the next movie would be about like her and like whatever fucking thing is about. But it's like that quick part, like I think about 40-Year-Old Virgin and Jonah Hill, one scene, I want to buy these heels, that's it. I just want to buy these heels. Kevin Hart, nigga here now. That's it. That's it. Now look at him. Anyway, I loved it. Please go see it.
Yeah, I the only reason I wanted to go last is because I saw it last night. As we all know, we are in a new world order in the States. And I texted the guys before I went into it. Man, I hope I can turn off my brain and actually watch this movie. And literally from the moment it started to the moment it ended, I was fully transported into the world of this movie. Like it was incredible. It was it was amazing. I loved the friendship. I love the comedy got to the point where like I went from like laughing at like I recognize that as a joke to like full uninhibited, like, oh, you got me, you know, type laughs. And I just really appreciated that. And like, I needed it right now. I agree. I second all the positive stuff that's been said so far. I loved Dwayne in this. Dwayne was so funny.
Oh yeah, and, fucking Dwayne. Forgot.
And yeah, I'm excited to talk about it more specifically. But when they essentially set up like Lady Debo, I was like, this may be the greatest movie ever made. Like,
it's it was bigger so than funny. Them.
It's like, I know it was.
She's not even bigger than them, yo.
No, like, she was.
She was just mad, and it was like she's so mad that she will kill them.
Nigga, yeah, they're all
and
scared.
We believed it. Yo. It was like believable. So yeah, I'm excited to talk about the nitty gritty, but I truly like this is the exact movie that I needed right now for the time. So everybody needs to go see it.
Yo, when Bernice was running, bruh, I'm sorry. Like, it was no reason for her to be running. Like, fucking Tom Cruise.
Like the Terminator. like the T-1000. And
dog, she got up so fucking mad.
No. Oh.
I thought she was going to be embarrassed, but she was like, fuck.
No, that's the
angry.
It's truly my favorite part of the movie. It was like, oh no, she's gonna kill them.
But even when the shots of her beating their ass and her cheeks hitting them, but why is she like hit their heads together and then threw her ass on their face?
I mean, that was.
I said, what?
That was incredible.
Yo, not her half twerking on their head. Yes.
Also, my thing about how they shot that is because, like, again, she is smaller than both of them, like size and height. And they shot that whole fight from like a low angle and made her look so massive. And it just made no sense because you realize the whole time the fight is happening, like Kiki and SZA clearly are like on their knees or like on the ground. So they physically don't stand up to get their ass whipped. And I'm like, yo, this is, again, smart. So smart, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Ziza is probably the same size as Kiki. like very, I mean, she petite, but on that screen, even the cheeks was cheeking in a way. I was like, oh, you do that. I was literally like, oh girl, you worked, because I wouldn't have guessed. I would think she had the fattest ass in the world.
It's so funny because she was walking like, it's hard to describe this, but I remember growing up and like girls in the neighborhood would walk with like a permanent arch so that ass was always poked out. And I've never met this woman in person, but I was like, yo, I can't tell if she does have a fat ass or if it's the way she's presenting herself. Is just like, I have the fattest ass on this block. And I'm like, you know what? She literally was peacocking the whole film, like legit peacocking. So fucking smart. Also, what's the guy's name from TikTok? Because he was actually really good.
Josh Neal. Joshua Neal.
Bro.
He was great.
He was so good. Like, I will say this. I haven't seen this reaction since Girls Trip when Kofi showed up on screen. I remember watching Girls Trip. Kofi walks across the screen and every woman in my theater audibly made a noise. Audibly. Mm-hmm. About how fine he was. When you saw a shot of Josh's penis in this movie, you heard audible noise.
That was actually scary. I said, don't nobody want no dick that big trying to kill somebody.
Whoa.
Trying to come in. Murder that girl.
My friend was like, what the fuck are you doing with that?
I said, oh my God. I think everybody guessed. Yeah. Oh my God.
So that's what it was. It wasn't the same reaction. It was like, oh,
it was like a foot.
It was massive.
But the fact that the movie treated it like that is the epitome of.
Like, he got that big old dick. Everybody want that dick. That's it.
But also what's so funny about that shot is you get a sound effect. They show you the dick. Like,
They
show you the outline of the dick.
It's not even fully hard. It's just there. I can't even imagine it fully hard. I said, I can't even. Oh my God.
Lily, you had to know what allowed the freeloading to happen. Like, it had to make full sense why she would give him the entire rent money. And it did, and it made sense.
But also, Kiki's acting in that moment was so funny to me because it was excitement and fear all at the same time. Like, it was like, oh, shit. You know what I mean? It was like,
This is after she had got someone's laying in bed like this.
Just curled up.
I gave him the rent money. I said,
yo, okay. This movie was black, dog. This is the thing. It was black. And I mean this in the most respectful way possible, is it wasn't trying to be an elevated black film. These were around the way ass people. And honestly, Shakira, I bring this up because you brought this up to me like a year or two ago. Mm-hmm. I think being in this business, I always am trying to make stuff that like is black but feels elevated, and for some reason I feel like that's almost chasing what white people like I feel like like we rarely see niggas, like straight up, like funny niggas, and I think sometimes when we do, people look down on those kind of projects and they're like, oh, well, this isn't the Atlanta, this isn't the Abbott, this isn't blah blah blah, and I'm like, yo, this shit felt so ratchet in a good way. Like, everyone still lived. I just watched some movie with a bunch of white people dealing with some shit in like the suburbs. And I'm like, why can I watch this? But then I got to make fun of this shit. You know what I'm saying? So I'm so happy this is doing. I'm fucking happy as hell. And little white kids and then laughing too. It's like, go tell your friends. And so good for them, yo.
And also too, as much as it's like, you know, musicians taking actor roles, it's like, if SZA wasn't in it, them little white girls, you know, they might not have pulled up in that same.
100%.
She has pulled, but SZA is a, like, it's like Rihanna versus, you know, Zendaya. Zendaya's doing great, but Rihanna is Rihanna.
Yeah. I mean, and also,
that's the best example.
You got SZA though, but I think my thing is, if you'd have just had SZA and maybe a couple other musicians and TikTokers, and I know Josh is a TikToker, but I think your friend who plays Bernice, and even the guy who plays Maniac, who I think came from rap shit, you get to populate the world with actual up-and-comers, if you will. And I think SZA buys you that shot to do that.
Yeah. Yeah. And they had Janelle James,
her first movie.
Hold on, this is Janelle's first movie.
Movie. They went out and had a little screening for it. Her first movie.
Well, Abbott was her first acting job.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Then maybe that's the thing.
And it's just big. It's huge.
Yeah. Her first acting job was just massive.
Did she have co-stars? Did she book like any? No.
Nah, Janelle was fresh, man. She
wow.
She of course was acting. I think she had a show in development with Gabrielle Union. A black actress. She had, I think she had a show in development with a black actress. That then took a writing job.
Company. It could be her.
So it might be her. And then she took a writing job on, what was that, Black Monday or whatever?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And she's in that, right?
I don't know. Did she act in it? I don't think she did.
It's a cartoon?
It was a Showtime show with series. Don Cheadle.
Yeah, she did. She was in a couple episodes.
She acted in that.
Okay.
Okay. Who got me in this, though, and she is not black, but Kayla Monteroso.
Oh, yes.
From Curb? The woman from Curb?
From Curb, but I know her from, but I was looking, I was like, why do she's I feel like Abbott. I know her?
Oh, she's an Abbott now, too?
Yes. The assistant, right? Or whatever her role is on that.
Yeah, she.
I thought she was incredible. I thought she was incredible.
Wait, that which role one? Was so,
the she works at the pay center.
Oh, she crushed. She was in, yeah, she had like a whole arc on Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Yes, I know her from Curb, yeah.
And I mean, that was, I have to say, that was my favorite set piece because mm-hmm. it was also one of them where it was like, they enhanced the comedy even a little bit. Like everything else was like kind of situational, but then all of a sudden they were like, we're going to do this really not that sneaky satire of these types of places. And like when they first get in there and the place was like, what are they like watching the commercial for this mm-hmm. thing? And it's like, we got you and we'll get you.
Yes. With Issa's voice is doing the commercial.
We'll got you and we'll get you. And then and she was just like laughing at her, like credit score. I can't remember which one.
And they showed the fucking
credit score. I said, oh my God.
It's like 100. It's like, wait, 130? You can't even.
112.
Wait, 112. It can't go that low.
Also, shout out to the group 112. Was 112. And then Kiki's like, I'm rebuilding. I'm rebuilding. I was like, oh no.
She said, oh my God, I've never seen a credit score that low.
I don't know which one specifically has the logo that is green and yellow, but I have been to that one. There's the a period center? Of my life mm-hmm. when mm-hmm. I went to the one with the green and they get you.
Those interest rates are terrible, dog.
The interest rate on the wall was like a gazillion.
It was 1,000. It was 1,900%.
I was like, yo. What?
I said, oh my God,
1,900%. And then I just love. I mean, and then this is also where we introduced Lucky, Cat Williams' character,
yeah, so
and
fun.
He immediately was just like, get out. If you don't have money now, you will not have
it's later. Something about this movie, and this is no hate to the old guard. Like, I loved seeing Kat and Rel in this movie, but it was something like, I remember at one point I was like, you don't need them. Like I thought like,
no.
I thought like,
mm-hmm. Oh, I disagree.
Really? I was like,
maybe Rel, but Kat, I wanted Kat in it more.
I don't know, man.
I enjoy Kat Williams too.
I think I like him,
but when I was looking at like, I don't know. To me, when I was watching like Kiki work and then Josh work and then Aziza. I just was like, I don't know. I just kind of wanted to see new. I just think I got a love of seeing new people and seeing them like rock. Like, I felt like once Kat showed up, I was watching Kat, which Kat is always great. But I was like, you got the new people. We got Janelle. Yeah. We got what's her name? From She's a writer, also a comedian. She was Janelle's boss. She was in Southside.
Yes, homegirl.
Crap.
I was just looking.
What is her name?
She was in it, knew she?
She was Janelle's boss.
Gabrielle Dennis.
Oh, yes.
No, not Gabby Dennis.
No, you're talking about,
yes, I know who you're talking about.
No, you're
She
not
was
her.
In Southside.
You're about,
I forgot she was in Southside.
She had one of the best opening business.
I literally
outside.
Just wrote with her.
Her son. Yes, a lot of people write her. Her son, she had an episode where she works at RKO and her son is like a basketball player. She has one son who's gonna be a basketball player, one son who is on route to be a rocket scientist at a young age. Mm-hmm. And she just shits on the son who's gonna be a rocket scientist, calling him like a little bitch, but the son who's gonna be in the NBA. She's like, yeah, he gonna take care of all of us. The other little nigga out here reading books. It's just like such a funny ass dichotomy. Mm-hmm. I wanted more of her. I don't know. I just feel like, again, love Kat and them. I'm just like, this movie proved there's new people that we can just, you know.
Yeah, I similarly felt like, I loved them and I loved their, like, I loved them and I loved their characters. But, Nefertari Spencer.
Yes.
She's so good. But it was, it did to me. I also agree. It felt like it was like, it felt like we were watching like, and then these are the people that are signing off on this, on how good this movie is, you know, like,
yeah,
it felt like in a different world somehow. Hmm.
But maybe you probably needed that because you put all those black people on a poster. People wouldn't want
to
see
them. I talked to one person who didn't like it. Only one person I've talked to out of a ton. Dozens.
Did they audition for it and not get it?
No. Oh. He's an exec, but he's real like peculiar. But he liked Cat Williams, so it was interesting. Like
I liked Cat Williams,
but that was like
I
his
disagree,
favorite.
Yeah.
He was like, I didn't even get into like I really enjoyed the movie because I was like, oh, you didn't like it? Okay, cool, whatever. Why? Mm-hmm. What did you? You felt like it was you didn't like any of the jokes. None of the jokes. You didn't laugh once. Oh, I laughed at Cat Williams. Oh yeah, Kiki, I do like her. She's a very likable.
Interesting.
Person.
Wow.
So you
That's
didn't
so
hate it. You wanted to not like it. It felt like, but yeah. I also didn't get into that because it was a text combo.
Wow. Okay.
I will say though, I obviously love Rel, and he's done a lot of stuff. And I think he's extremely funny. I didn't think that scene wasn't.
Yeah.
That was one of those scenes where I was just like. I don't know if this added that much. Like you know, I liked the beat of them getting shoes, but then like plot wise, it made sense, but comedy wise, I didn't find that.
Like if you'd have made her get scammed by like a kid, like if that was a little kid being like, oh man, I'm trying to get my dad these pair of shoes.
That would
and,
be funny.
You know, like it's just
a snotty nose, little bad child, seemingly sweet, but actually.
And then the kid starts, and they start fake crying.
All of the beats, he starts
all
crying.
Beats.
All of the beats, honestly, it does make it a little bit stronger with a kid.
But you need it, Rel, though. I get it. He helps sell stuff. I you know,
yeah. That maybe, and maybe that was, and I don't know if he helps sell stuff.
I was gonna say, is he that big?
I mean, well, I think he's a known face. Like, I think, like,
he
if you're,
known.
You know, you're coming to the comedy space, like he definitely.
I didn't know I didn't know he was in this movie. Like, I when I saw the trailer, I knew Cat Williams was in it.
Yeah.
I thought Cat Williams was in it more, honestly, because of the trailer.
I guess what demographic is buying tickets because Rel is in it? Like who is like, oh, Lil Rel's in this? I'm going to buy. I just am very curious. I'm not
such
even trying to
question.
No, I know.
That is an interesting question because what is
I think
that
it's a fair question. I think it's a fair question.
Yeah.
Damn, that's a good point.
I'm not even trying to throw shade at
Rel.
We're not really trying.
All right.
Okay, next subject.
Let's move on.
I'm serious. I'm a little tense when that question came out.
I agree.
Okay, don't post that snippet on the internet. I don't want no beef.
All right.
Yes. That's the clip.
We do have to wrap up soon. So anybody you want to just throw out like the other your favorite stuff?
Oh wait. Okay. So there's a really quick funny bit. James, we talk about these two dudes all the time. Like one of them is in the movie, he's a stand-up. He's at the window at the fast food.
Oh yeah, Tony Baker.
Tony Baker.
Yo, seeing this nigga talk about the biscuit thief, is that what he calls that nigga?
that bit was very funny.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just a dude who just
that was
runs
insane.
And steals
but
your
also
food.
Like, but also like later when it comes back and he's like, if I was telling people's business, I would say
right.
But I'm not.
Again, Bernice being my favorite character. When she comes back. And he's like,
man, with her car.
God damn, the biscuit thief. Not today. And she just hits this nigga.
Runs him down.
Incredible. Absolutely incredible.
I said, oh my gosh.
And this nigga Josh is in the car. And I don't know how people feel about this. Maybe it's not okay. But there's something about a masculine presented man screech and scream. Like the way he screamed when danger was happening was such a high pitched scream that I saw him on TikTok try to address like, hey, my voice does that. Cause it's like, it's so funny when she hit that dude, you just hear him go, and then he just screams multiple times. And that shit alone is funny to me, dog. Like,
yeah,
so many good jokes.
I mean, I think the unexpected of that is what makes it funny. I mean, like I guess we could get into like, sexuality and what it means to be, you know, but I just think like
I think that was very clear too, where it was like the masculine energy was coming from Bernice and he was the feminine energy if we are going to do that kind of, because he was in there being like, even with the order, like, what you want? I'm gonna order you something, baby. Like, I'm the man. I'm driving the Mustang. I'm the bad bitch. and you my little bitch.
I want to get back with you because, you know, staying with Bernice, she making me do stuff. You know, she made me do all kind of stuff when I'm in there. I'm like, get you.
I don't want to do.
Like, yo, I mean, like, that was good. Also, they definitely pay homage to, like, the Friday fight at the end when you see, like, he doesn't say you got knocked the fuck out, but when Keyshawn comes over, Hover's over top of him, I'm sorry, y'all, and just, like, kind of skates back, is, like, framed the same way as Smokey when everybody gets knocked out. What else? I think they had a couple Friday homages in this movie. I mean, the plot was kind of Friday, which was great. It was, like, Insecure meets rap shit. The movie. You know
I feel
what I mean?
Like, their rewrite combo was probably like Friday real good though. And we trying to do something like that. Let's reread Friday.
Yeah, I mean
they fixed Friday's biggest problem, which is the amount of money they needed was so small.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, it was like they can do this. Yeah. Like, yeah. They can do this. Yeah. But they just keep failing.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean, the only fantastical moment of this, which I have heard people say it's controversial, is when SZA gets electrocuted. And I
controversial.
Because I have friends be like, that's so big, that would never happen. You know who you are.
Big.
What? It's a comedy. Big?
Bray, so you saying that, and I keep trying to explain to people, I was like, no, that's a comedy. And everyone keeps being like, well, Friday didn't do that kind of stuff. I'm like, yo, Friday was like, no one's getting electrocuted. No. But if you think about it, anytime Debo knocked somebody out, they did like damn near backflips in the sky.
Yeah.
Like
they flew across the air.
And then and you get the nice like misdirect of she's so not the one that's knocked out.
He got knocked out by her.
But I think the issue is, I think the greater issue is that we don't have comedies. I think like legitimately when people
and this
like,
is true.
I've had that conversation about that particular moment with three different people. And when I asked those people what their favorite comedy was, they were black. All three said Atlanta. And
no.
Again, I love Atlanta.
That's their current favorite comedy.
So basically, I asked all three, what is your favorite comedy? And they all said Atlanta.
Are
they
young? Oh, that's their favorite comedy of all time.
Yeah, so when I like late 20s, 30s.
Say their names. What's their first and last name?
No. Shakira, you know two. You know two of them.
I know.
You know two of them.
I feel like I know them. I know a lot of this. Oh, okay. I feel like I know who.
That didn't even feel... I feel like I have a sensitivity to when things go too broad or not now. Not because that's what I always get.
She's
that
on a freaking electric wire pole.
Like, yeah,
no,
that's
listen, I agree. But if you think about it, we don't get to see this kind of like quote unquote silliness, yo. Like,
yeah,
that was a really funny bit when they're booking it out of the ambulance, and they're like, we already got your information. We're going to send you the bill.
We're halfway.
We already took you halfway.
We already took you halfway.
Damn.
Yo.
Oh, yo. I felt that pain.
Like, it wasn't, it was like the recognition that it is expensive, but also you are going to have to pay.
Yeah. It's too late.
I did love the end too, where they were like, they still working on their credit. Like they didn't try to just be like, now their credit is good. They finally making money.
Oh yeah.
It was like, nah, they had 112.
It was like 400. It was like their credit score is now 400.
Combined. But it was like combined or something like
combined.
That.
Combined. Like, yeah. Like,
combined.
Okay.
400 alone is horrible.
Yeah.
I know. I said, Jesus Christ.
I will say again, okay, I know we don't have that much time. I just want to shout out, I do not know her. Please, if someone knows her, please introduce all of us to her. The way Issa Rae rocks for black women and then for black people. And what I mean by that is like, you know, clearly Issa makes black female driven projects. But then when I see like her writer's room and I look at like what she's done for Lawrence in particular, it's like she will work with people who are talented, who don't have the name yet, and help them get the name. You know what I mean? Like, like Lawrence, for instance, has won two or three movie awards. I mean, VMAs, which is like really big in the music video world. And if you compare that to like some of the other, I won't name them, other white directors who came from music videos, they already had movies before they even got like three of the awards he got. You know what I mean? So like he's done way more than them. But it's easy to get this movie made. Issa apparently was on set every day she could be on set when she wasn't filming. Apparently she was giving heavy notes on the script. like the way she just shows up. And I think, you know, maybe because I'm still bitter, Bray, about our celebrity who did nothing. I just like, I look at everything she's done and she fights for those people, yo.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, because again, we had a worthless celebrity. You know what I'm saying? Like we had a worthless one. Well, no, Bray, no, I'm not saying you got to say anything. I didn't say nothing. I'm just saying we didn't have a good one. What?
All right.
I'll piggyback on that last one last thing too. I do really feel strongly about that in regards to Issa, Ava, and Quinta, and they all do their own thing. But I feel like I was just watching Ava DuVernay's masterclass, and like they showed the set of Origin, and it was so many people of color, Black men, Black women, jobs that we wouldn't even get. Like normally because I watched I've been watching masterclasses, and I watched a Judd Apatow, and then I also watched another one, was it Ron Howard? And it was just like mostly the people surrounding them are white men. To see how impactful it is to see us in places and spaces like that, it just was very inspiring. And then of course Issa and what she doing, and even with like Aziza and her telling me about that stuff. And yeah. And then I went to the writers of Abbott speaking, like an engagement thing. And I was like, you know, I think Quentin has a few more white people than I prefer, but overall still just like making sure, I don't know, I just feel like Black women really be rocking with Black people and like really make sure we get in rooms in a way that I wish other creators did. I'm grateful for them.
But again, DEI programs just need to be erased across the country.
And,
oh, God. God. We all just got sad. Real life comes at you fast.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right. Well, it's time for the cause. We rate and review films not based on how much we liked it, but whether or not it helps the cause of leading Black actors in Hollywood. So if it fully helped the cause, we give it a Black fist. If it somewhat helped the cause,
my fist, both my fists is up.
James,
explanation?
James,
if it doesn't help the cause at all, we don't give it anything.
Jeez.
On a count of three, we'll raise our ratings for.
I mean, Bray is clearly getting four fists. I mean, I don't even know.
Yeah, okay.
I'm
still going to say 1, 2.
My fist is up, Bray. I mean, what do you want? I tried to help you.
No, I was playing. yeah. Okay. Four Black fists.
Yeah.
All right, Shakira, thank you so much for doing this.
Me.
Would you like people to follow you on social media?
You know, I just got on Blue Sky.
Did you?
Ooh. Yeah.
What's your handle?
At Shakira Pay.
There you go.
You can follow me there or IG, you know. I'm figuring it out.
Still got IG. Okay, we're all figuring it out.
Not sure.
Yeah. Anything you want to plug?
Come see us do Harold at UCB. If you know you want to be my friend, message me.
Okay. Wait, what? You about to get a flood of, you about to get a flood of DMs. You about to be bad as hell. You said that.
How many people listen to these?
Listen, you got to get enough to get DMs. You got to get enough to get some DMs.
I felt
you
know what I'm saying?
If you're an executive like, producer,
ain't nobody listening to this.
No, I didn't say that.
How she said? See, y'all was happy she was on the call. How y'all feel now, huh? How y'all feel now, huh? Y'all was all hyped 2 seconds ago.
I love Black men can't jump.
No, get that shit out of here.
Listen. You can follow us at Black Women Podcast on Twitter and Instagram. I don't even know why we're still on X. Anyway, we're on Instagram. BlackWomenPodcast.com. You found a link to our Patreon and our Red Circle, which is our exclusive subscriber-based program. It's this too, but basically we give you a bonus episode every other week.
Ooh.
We just reviewed Sing Sing,
ooh,
an amazing film. And we'll be doing stuff on there. So it's $5 a month. Check that out. Also, go see This Is She. And that's it.
You can follow me at Gerard Milligan on Twitter and Instagram. I'm still calling that shit Twitter. My solo show is going to be at the Elysian March 18th and 19th at 7:30. And I'm at the Crow this Friday at 8. So come through, say what up. Does it?
Now you can follow me at James Third Comedy and at Rule of Three Inc. if you're interested in comics and other things. Thank
Why
you.
You say it like that?
Because I just wanted people to know what's going on.
All right. Thank you guys for listening. We will see you in 2 weeks. Peace.
Peace.